This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Researchers at Seoul National University last year said they had made 11 different embryonic stem cell lines from cloned human embryos. South Korean officials believed that breakthrough would bring cures to the sick and economic prosperity to the country. Investigation has shown that most, if not all, of that work was fabricated. Korean scientists were not the only ones trying to make stem cells from cloned human embryos. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, two research teams in the United Kingdom may be the ones to achieve that goal.
Edinburgh is a city proud of its scientific and medical achievements.
The building on your right here, that's the Royal College of Surgeons.
We're in a cab on our way to see the scientist who conducted probably the most famous experiment of the past decade.
Ian Wilmot. No, I don't think I do. Ian Wilmot.
Dolly the sheep.
Oh, the Roslin.
Yeah.
In 1996, Ian Wilmot was at the Roslin Institute on the edge of town. That's where he shook the foundations of biology by making an exact genetic copy, a clone, of an adult mammal, Dolly. Wilmot says he doesn't mind being less famous than a sheep.
I'm very happy with that. I mean, I think, celebrity brings its drawbacks.
Wilmot is still working on cloning, but this time he doesn't want to make an animal. He wants to make a cloned human embryo and then use that embryo to get embryonic stem cells. Wilmot believes stem cells made this way could revolutionize medicine, just as Dolly revolutionized biology. The British government believes that as well and has embraced this kind of research. Most scientists thought South Korean researchers had overcome the technical difficulties to making stem cells from cloned embryos.
You tended to think that the basic methodology was established. It's not.
Have you formed any theory about what happened in Korea?
No. I find it impossible to understand. So it's as simple as that.
Wilmot has permission from the UK government to attempt to clone a human embryo, but he'd put his work on hold when he thought the Koreans had succeeded. Now he says his group in Edinburgh will try to achieve the elusive prize.
And I'm sure there are other groups, group in Newcastle. It'll happen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to arrive into Newcastle. Change here for connections to Hexham and Sunderland. And
Newcastle is in England's industrial northeast. It's a region that fell on economic hard times. It's looking to cutting-edge technologies for prosperity. Part of that technology includes making stem cells.
Can I get you?
Can I have a corned beef bun?
Savory.
Savory and tea, please.
Over lunch, Martin Cox says Newcastle's recovery is well underway. Cox is in charge of stem cell programs at the University of Newcastle. He says the city has already built what it calls the UK's first biotechnology village, a giant glass and steel complex in the centre of town.
We've just secured £10 million from the Regional Development Agency, who do see stem cells as a potential growth area. And hopefully next month, we'll be starting building two new laboratories upstairs.
One of those labs will be for Alison Murdoch. She's the only other person in the UK besides Wilmot with the necessary government approvals to try to clone a human embryo. She's a fertility doctor by training, but like Wilmot, she turned to clone stem cells because of their potential to cure diseases. Murdoch knows some people aren't comfortable with the research.
It's new. It's a little bit frightening for people. It comes with a lot of words that frighten people, like embryo, cloning.
But Murdoch says once she explains it, tells people why she wants to do it, most people support it. Basically, Murdoch says the whole point of her cloning research is to make an adult cell behave in a way it's not used to behaving.
Every single cell in our body has all the genetic material that can make every single cell type. So if it's a skin cell, it's still got the genes inside the skin cell that could, say, become heart muscle.
It's just that the genes for making heart muscle are switched off.
What we would like to do is to basically wipe the board clean. It's like, pressing the reformat button on the computer and say to the skin cells, forget you were a skin cell, go back to square one and become a heart muscle cell.
Murdoch says if you could do that, then if somebody's heart went bad, you could take one of his skin cells, hit the reformat button, and make new heart muscle cells tailored just for him.
At the present time, the only way that we know how to press the reformat button is to put that skin cell nucleus into an egg, because that's exactly what the egg does when you activate it. It just wipes it clean. It becomes an embryonic stem cell line, and the embryonic stem cell line can become any cell type in the body.
That's the theory, anyway. So far, nobody has made a human embryonic stem cell line that way, although South Korean scientists said they had. And if somebody does succeed, the cells may not work as scientists hope for treating diseases. But Murdoch thinks the promise is too tantalizing not to try. The job of transferring a skin cell nucleus into an egg falls to Murdoch's colleague, Lyle Armstrong.
This, for example, on the right, is the laboratory where we will perform nuclear transfer. You can have a quick look.
Inside is a relatively Spartan room. It's very clean. Armstrong takes a dust cover off a piece of equipment sitting on a lab bench.
This is the actual manipulation system that we have. As you can see, it's basically a microscope.
There's a joystick on either side of that microscope. The joysticks control tiny glass tubes thinner than a human hair. These are used to transfer DNA from an adult cell into the tiny gelatinous egg. Armstrong says it takes endless hours and a devotion bordering on madness to become expert at using the system.
As you can see, the chair is not particularly comfortable. It requires keeping the back straight, the legs straight, and the hands rigid, so you will be quite stiff at the end of a day doing about 100 eggs. It's a very useful piece of equipment, but it's the one that you learn to hate.
Armstrong and his colleagues managed to get one cloned embryo to grow to the point where they could remove embryonic stem cells, but the embryonic stem cells wouldn't multiply in the lab. They're getting ready to try again. Cloned embryonic stem cells have yet to bring cures to diseases, but they're already having an impact on Britain.
I was actually born on the very northern edge of Newcastle, in what used to be the largest mining village in the world, a place called Ashington.
Armstrong says in those days, coal ruled Newcastle.
It was very heavily polluted, very heavy industry. You could wake up in the morning and walk to school and you could taste the sulfur dioxide in the air from all the coal burning.
Now the air is clear and the city is thriving. And at least part of the reason for that is its investment in stem cell technology. Armstrong says it's possible that cloned embryonic stem cells will be a dead end.
It may be that we will find that the difficulties involved in the process are just too great. They may be insurmountable. But of course, until we actually investigate the procedure further, we won't know that.
But if the procedure does work, the benefits could be enormous. Cloning pioneer Ian Wilmot believes that this type of stem cell research could lead to a greater understanding of, and eventually even cures for, some dreadful diseases.
ALS, Parkinson's comes into the same category, Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, various cancers. Just about every family will be affected by one of those. One of my daughters has breast cancer. So these are immensely important diseases, and there isn't a fully effective treatment for any of them. In some cases, there's none.
The UK government is promoting embryonic stem cell research, in sharp contrast to the restrictions the US government has placed on American researchers. Even so, Wilmot says more is needed. He says what stem cell research needs is something like the Human Genome Project, an international multi-billion-dollar commitment to achieving a scientific goal.
That's the sort of scale of activity that we have to think about if you really want to bring through research with stem cells to have all of its benefits in different ways.
That's not likely to happen without financial backing from the United States. So far, there's no indication that the Bush administration shares Wilmot's vision. Quite the contrary. In his State of the Union message, President Bush said attempting to make cloned embryos was an egregious abuse of medical research and asked Congress to prohibit it. Joe Palca, NPR News.